This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey.
Here now, Senator Ben Sasse, author of the new book, The Vanishing American Adult, Our Coming-of-Age Crisis, and How to Rebuild a Culture of Self-Reliance. Senator, good to have you here this evening.
Good
so
to
first to
time.
Some of this news, and then some questions about your very interesting book that's getting a lot of attention. Are you concerned about this meeting and this report in the Washington Post?
So lots we don't know. I've been on the phone with my national security team, but I haven't been in a bunker. I haven't gotten a classified briefing in the SCIF. So lots to qualify about that I can't validate about this report. But I think three top line things. One, sources and methods are the lifeblood of the intelligence community, and we need our spies. The world is broken, and there are a lot of Americans who serve in harm's way, trying to protect us. Sources and methods need to be guarded. Number two, a lot of the media will probably hyperventilate really quickly and lose a distinction that we should always bear in mind between illegality and imprudence. Really difficult for a president to do something illegal in a space like this because he, as commander-in-chief of the military, is the ultimate declassifier. That's a different question than whether or not something's imprudent. And number three, really problematic that it's the Russians because they don't have our interests at heart and they can't be trusted.
Are you? You know, the problem with this whole, you know, this whole affair is that, you know, we really don't know. I mean, if you take H.R. McMaster for his word, he was there. He said, there's no there. There's no beef. Okay, it didn't happen. But the Washington Post, of course, they're high-fiving. They were successful in derailing the Trump administration once again and coming up with this narrative. But, you know, this is where the people need to say enough of this stuff. If you can't give us the facts, Jack, I mean, you know, if we want opinion, we'll go, and maybe there ought to be some sort of, new publication, you know, Fake News Incorporated. Just make it obvious. I mean, it's what we deal in. We're proprietors of fake news, is what we do. And let those who want to, read fake news, they can go and know that that's what it is. The challenge is when the lines are blurred. And as I mentioned earlier, and as revealed in a 60 Minutes interview several weeks ago, you get these proprietors of fake news. They're making money. You know, people do that which they get rewarded for. So advertisers are rewarding the perpetrators of fake news. Thank you very much. And so what do? We get more of it. And it's all blended in. And somehow it has deteriorated the bar of journalistic excellence. And so that's out the window. And, of course, all this is being blinded, you know, by the hatred of one Donald Trump. And who's paying the price? You know, the Washington Post, I mean, they're still, you know, they're still working. They still have their jobs. Again, I looked to the everyman, the forgotten man that we talked about during the last election. What about him? What about her? You know, what's happening? What's happening at their level? While these guys play reindeer games, they play political games. At our expense. And then they have the audacity to say, hey, we want more money. We need to tax you more. Oh, great. Yeah, we need more of this incompetence, more of this kind of brilliance here that is putting a drag on the welfare of my family. Oh, yeah, I just can't wait to put more money into this kind of idiocy. But they do. You know, they lay this out. So everybody needs to step up here. Our elected officials, you know, those that are in the mainstream media. If you want to stay mainstream, then you got to get your act together. Be journalists. Do your journalistic jobs and be responsible to we the people. And I mean, the reason that you're losing subscriptions and you have less people reading your publication these days or tuning in to your big market TV shows is because it doesn't pass the so what test anymore. You're not being honest with the people. You're not providing them the things that they need to know. Again, you know, you guys have stepped over one humongous felony in the name of General Mike Flynn. So he's persona non grata. You didn't like him. So let's step on his pumpkin head and we'll go and chase down these other windmills like Don Quixote and Pancho Sancho. You know what I mean. At our expense, that's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Martinez. Welcome back. Good to have you with us. We've got more coming up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Live. You know, that has to be our focus, ladies and gentlemen, when you think about it. I mean, hey, we're paying for this government. Why not get the best out of it for all the good money that we're, you know, putting in that direction? And that's on top of the $20 trillion that, you know, stays with us. So we just can't seem to let it go. It's like flypaper in the bottom of our shoe. We keep dragging. Actually, it's heavier than that. You know, it comes with an anchor. Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We're going to talk families. We're going to talk fatherhood here. We've got just the perfect person to do that with right now. Dr. Meg Meeker is with us. And you may remember her as the co-host of Dr. James Dobson's nationally syndicated daily radio program, I Do, Family Talk. And she was on the show from 2012 to 2016. She's appeared on national programs, including Today, Fox and Friends, Dateline, NPR, Oprah Radio, and more. She's a fellow of the American Academy of Pediatrics, certified by the American Board of Pediatrics, and serves on the advisory board of the Medical Institute. And as if she's not busy enough, she's also involved with the NFL's Fatherhood Initiative. Dr. Meeker, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Nice to be here. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, before we get into your book, and congratulations on your book, you know, I know what's going to stick in the minds of our listeners. They hear you're an active part of the NFL's Fatherhood Initiative. Tell us about that.
That's what all the men want to hear about.
Fathers. I know. Okay.
That's right. Yeah, no. You know, I was recruited probably about 5 years ago. And I will tell you, Bill, at first I sort of said, no. They recruited me because many of the men want very much to be good dads, but they didn't have dad role models. And I said, well, why me? And they said, because you understand kids, and also you are about their mother's age. And the one person they look really up to is their mothers because they didn't have fathers to relate to. I have enjoyed so much getting to know so many of these men. So many are great men. They have a very strong faith. They're doing a wonderful job with their families. They're very open to learning. And I have learned so much from them, and that is, and they are like many fathers in America in this way. Once they step out of their area of expertise, theirs is football, others is the business they do, and they go into parenting or fatherhood, they feel very inadequate and insecure and kind of don't know what to do.
Exactly.
And so a lot of what I do is say, look, you've got the right instincts, use those instincts and go for it. And to see the change and the men that come alive and enjoy parenting so much has been a delight to me.
And it's got to be tough on many of these young men. Like you say, their fathers were MIA.
Yeah.
And so who do they have for a role model? And to what degree, Dr. Meeker, are we talking about in terms of, you know, NFL players that were raised without fathers? Is it 40%? What is the number?
You know, that's a great question. And I would have a hard time guessing because I just I just work with members from different teams. I really don't know. Mm-hmm. I would almost say it's 50%, but wow. But that's, again, that's a pure guess. But I will tell you, the men who have worked extremely hard to get to the NFL are very driven men. They're very talented men, and many of them are very bright men.
Mm-hmm.
And the loss they feel from not having had a dad in the home, it is so enormous and carries so many consequences to it. And it the ripple effect into their adult life is enormous, and I can see it in their eyes. I hear it in their voices. And they want so desperately to do better and to do things well for their kids, because they know exactly how profound the hurt is when you don't have an engaged father in their life. And America needs to pay attention to this, because these are the men who have excelled. These are the ones who have pushed through and said, no, no, no. Not having a father is not going to keep me from succeeding in my own right. And we need to listen to what they're saying, because they represent so many men in America.
Exactly. And that's the thing, is that it does transcend. When you talk about competency, you touched on something that is absolutely key among men. And if we have proven competency in an area, we feel really good. And when we get into those areas where we're not as competent, then it's shaky.
Exactly.
It is a shock to the system psychologically on every level. And some of these fathers, I'm sure they feel like, I just don't want to do any damage here.
Exactly.
That kind of deal. And so, you're the woman of wisdom and caring and compassionate you are, and helping them to take that step, that it is a process. It's going to take some time.
It is going to take some time, but here's the great news, Bill. Every father has all the wiring he needs to be a really good dad.
Mm-hmm.
And my work with the NFL players is to say, look inside, guys. You got it. You got it. You got this. You want to protect your kids. Do it. You want to teach your kids about God. Do it. And they, when you give them an instruction, they do it. You take a CEO of a company, very bright man, you take any dad in America who feels good about the work he's doing. Then he comes home and he's not sure that he's doing a great job at home. He's afraid he's going to mess up, as you say. Then you add to that a wife in the home, a strong-willed person like myself, who says, you know what, when it comes to raising kids, thanks, I got this, because mm-hmm. I am woman. I have been cheered on for and championed for 30-plus years. So I've had so much attention given to me as a woman. I know my power. I know my strength, da-da-da-da-da. So I got this. Then you add to that a culture that doesn't like dads.
Yes.
Find me a good dad in the media, on a sitcom, in a movie. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
Find me a Father's Day card that doesn't talk about, drinking too much beer, spending too much time in the lazy boy. And here's the place where this really gets my ire up. The harm is on children.
Yes.
Because dads are so misled in who they are. And that's why I wrote Hero, being the strong father your children need. Because in a child's eyes, whether your child is 5 or 15 or 55, you, dad, are a hero. I lost my dad 6 years ago. My dad had a lot of demons he fought, but I knew my dad was crazy about me. He would throw himself in front of a train for me. He was and is still my hero. We've all been children, looked up to our dads, and wanted that dad to be larger than life. So that's who fathers already are. And my book is about opening their eyes, shifting their perspective, and saying, tune out what you're hearing. It's all a lie. Let's get to the business of helping you step in the steps you're already in your child's eyes.
I'm glad, Dr. Meeker, you brought up the cultural impact. Whether it's movies, I mean, when we were kids growing up, it was father knows best.
Yeah.
The dad was portrayed in such a positive manner. boy, what a huge swing that this, that our kids and this current generation are being exposed to. It all has its effect, no doubt about it. And as you say in your book, it is time to reclaim fatherhood in this age of feminism. And we're going to break that down a little bit further when we come back. And I appreciate your time. Dr. Meg Meeker is with us. We're talking about reclaiming fatherhood. It's a good thing. It's a good thing for you as a fatherhood, because as a father, because you want to feel be fulfilled, and for your kids because they're looking to you. You are that hero, believe it or not. You may not think that you measure up to it, but you are their hero. Dr. Meg Meeker, more from her right after this.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Coming to you fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. It is just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. A conversation with Dr. Meg Meeker continues. She has become one of the country's leading authorities on parenting, teens, and children's health. She combines her years of wisdom from pediatric practice and family counseling with her personal faith stories and practical advice to help fathers understand and embrace the weight of their role in the life of their child and empower them to wholeheartedly engage. Her new book, I want to make sure I clarify that, make sure that you have this. This is just released, brand new, hot off the presses, as they say. Hero, Being the Strong Father Your Children Need. And Dr. Meeker's thrust on this is to really to ignite a movement, and a movement to counter this age of feminism, and that is reclaiming fatherhood. You know, Dr. Meeker, I look over, and I've had this conversation with many feminists, and I just say, at the end of the day, can we assess this? Where you are, did you add or take away from the culture? And it's quite interesting in terms of their response. In terms of a personal anecdotal response, but then when you bring into question those long-standing issues like our children and our families, they sometimes wince.
Yes, exactly. And you know, this is a mea culpa, Bill. I went to Mount Holyoke College, all women's college, in the 1970s. I was smack in the middle of it all.
Right.
And, you know, and I'm a strong-headed woman. Here's the thing. Whenever a war is fought, a revolution is fought, and it was, that's what it really what it was,
right,
there are casualties. And the casualties that we see now on the periphery in the homes is good men and good dads who really, I can't tell you how many smart, capable, good dads I see in my practice who, when I ask, you know, what they're doing and this kind of thing, they kind of go, well, I don't know. They're really sort of orbiting their homes because they have been given the message for year in and year out, you know, mom's got this, move out of the way,
right,
and they go, okay, just tell me what you want me to do. There's a timidity. They don't trust their instincts because they've been trained not to. And this is a tragedy, not just for them, because they miss out. They miss out on the enjoyment of children and what they can give their children. But their children miss out because if you look at the amount of research done on mothers and kids versus fathers and kids, it's about 7-1 moms to fathers. That's not okay.
Right.
And you look at how we train parents from the very beginning. Mothers are told, breastfeed your babies, no bottles, that kind of thing. Well, basically the message is, dad, move out of the way. She doesn't need you. Nobody needs you now. That's not true. Babies need to bond with their dads.
Exactly.
As much as their mother. And I tell all of my patients, I want you pumping, or I want dad bottle feeding that baby at least 20% of the feed, because a baby needs him as much as he needs mom.
Exactly.
It's not just about the milk. What we need to teach our dads is this, is we need to give them a glimpse of truth. And that truth is what I know, because I've listened to kids for 30 years, and I've listened to thousands of them in my practice. How do kids see their fathers? That's what matters. What do kids want from their dads? What do kids need from their dads? Those needs are huge. They're very real. They articulate them clearly. And my book, Hero, is about saying to fathers, you don't need to become your kid's hero. You are your kid's hero.
Exactly.
Not in your mind, but in that child's mind. And we mothers and women owe it to our kids to say, you're right. I will help your father have a better relationship with you. And all that means. So this book is really for mothers and for fathers, because we strong-willed women owe it to our kids to help them have better relationships with their fathers.
Right. Well, raising a family is a team sport.
It is.
And guys understand this. And the other thing is, you know, we talk about the impact on the men. You touched a little bit on the women, maybe because you're so, you know, you're so strong, as you say, by your own admission. But the fact of the matter is that women can't carry a 7-to-1 ratio. It's not fair to them.
No,
you're going to hit areas of resentment, but it's because things are out of order. That's not the way God intended it to be. You know, as you say, we're all wired for this specific job in spite of our own orneriness and our own stubbornness and hardness of heart and all that human stuff that comes into play. We're naturally wired to do this because, I think God in his ultimate wisdom knew that he just couldn't leave it to our own devices, right?
No, and see, our culture is driving us towards autonomy, particularly women and particularly mothers. You know, women are told, Christian women, all women, you know what, you can do this, you are powerful, you can do a great job, you can do a great job, you can be two people in one. And women know they can't, mothers know they can't. And I see them behind closed doors, almost just on the verge of a meltdown, thinking, I can't do this, I am caring way too much, I can't do it, but I know I'm supposed to do it, because that's what people tell me. I had it, and we are created for dependency, not for autonomy.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going in the direction of complete autonomy, and it doesn't work. And this is what happens when we're fed a lie and we buy into it and we go, I don't need to depend on my husband. He doesn't need to depend on me. Kids don't need to depend on their father. Yes, they do. It isn't just love that makes kids grow up healthy. It's not just love from a person somewhere, a mom or a dad. It's a team. And one person, talk to any good single mom out there who isn't single mom by choice. They are stressed to the max, and they're probably taking some kind of medication to keep them going, and I don't blame them.
Right.
Because they're told you can be two people, they can't. So here's the thing. They don't have to be two people. When I tell single mothers, guess what? You can't be two people. You can only be one really good one. They look at me and the relief that comes over them. So I say, here's
what you
do.
Sure. Right.
Your child needs a man, whether it's a daughter, whether you have a daughter or a son. So go find a good man to be a good role model and bring that man alive to your children. You say that to a woman who has man issues, father issues, doesn't sit real well. And I get it. But we got to get past that because we're in crisis mode right now. Even homes with good dads in them know that they need more. Dad wants to give more. He needs the freedom to give more. Mothers need to back away. And that's when the good stuff really starts to happen, Bill, is when you let the family unit function the way God intends for it to function. It's freedom for everyone.
Exactly. Well, you know, I think that it goes back. Well, two things come to mind. First of all, it's the Tower of Babel keeps coming back.
Yes.
You know, we keep building these new towers, you know.
Yes.
And we pursue these things that are ill-conceived and think that in our own stubbornness that this is the right way. And, okay, how's that working out for you? The other thing is God has designed in each one of us, I say, giftings and talents that have to be exercised and grown. And in the family dynamic or in anywhere, even in the workplace, if those are not being developed and grown, it becomes rather frustrating and you're not a happy camper. The wife's not a happy camper, the father's not a happy camper, the kids are, it's all dysfunctional. So we need to get over ourselves and think about, again, what is the higher calling? And the higher calling in this case, when you have children, when you decide to have children, it becomes those kids. It is no longer about your individual right, is it?
No, absolutely not. And every parent needs to own up to that and say, God has given me these children. So I need to honor him in the relationships that are growing here. Mother, child, mother, husband, father, child. It's an inseparable unit. And we really need to do that because it works so well for children. And as a child advocate, I'm telling you, we need to encourage fathers to just let out, not pull in, but let out what God has already put in them.
Well, Dr. Maker, I'm with you in reclaiming fatherhood, and I'd say at the same time, motherhood. And when we talk about it, it's God's definition of fatherhood and motherhood, and I know that's what you mean, to counterbalance this age of feminism and what it's done in terms of damaging not only the family unit, but our kids especially, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for the book. Congratulations. Available, and we'll link it on our website as well. And it's available at all the usual places, correct?
You bet.
Hero, being the strong father your children need. Dr. Meg Meeker on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Dr. Meeker. Appreciate it.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
And we're going to step away for some of the political thing. Let's talk about life. Let's talk about some summer fun, summer vacations. How are your plans coming? You got it all set? Well, according to a new survey released by Coinstar, they're finding American parents are embracing responsible spending decisions when planning their summer vacations this year. 70% of families taking a vacation this summer say they're going to spend the same or less than last year. And here to talk about it with us is lifestyle and trends expert Justine Santinello. Justine, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Thank you for having me.
Hey, good to have you here talking about, it's always good to talk about summer fun. And we've got some surveys saying that it looks like we're going to have some summer fun here with these vacations, right?
Yes. Well, Coinstar surveyed over 2,000 U.S. people, and it was all about summer vacation budgeting, and they found that U.S. parents are spending cautiously on their summer vacation. Budget is definitely a concern. However, yes, it looks like people are going on vacation. And it was interesting that the majority of parents who are going to go on vacation this summer, they say that they plan to use cash that they have on hand to fund it. 44% yes. Even said that they had funds already set aside for their vacation. So I find that very encouraging to know that
the majority of parents out there, they want to use cash that they know they have. They want to know that they can truly afford the vacation that they're going to be taking.
Exactly. Justine, gosh, it just seems like a number of years ago, the whole concept of stay vacations came into play because of the prudency of families and the desire to still need to get away, because that's a good, healthy thing to do, but also do it in such a way to where they're not going to be labored with all, you know, like the after vacation credit card blues here. How much are stay vacations playing in this year's decisions?
Definitely doing staycations. You know, one of the biggest tips that I give people is to plan where you're going to go and the type of trip you're going to take based on the type of budget you have for that trip. So that could be a week-long, you know, tropical getaway, but that could also be a staycation. It could be a family road trip, or maybe it's just a long weekend somewhere as opposed to taking a whole week-long vacation. You know, it's all about trying to add to your vacation fund, saving money. And I also recommend to people to look into what I like to call hidden funds. So money that you might not necessarily think about. So, for example, I don't know about you, but my family and I, we keep a coin jar. Do you keep
Yeah, I have coin purses. I have them in each of the cars. But somehow, you know, when they start to get filled up, my wife comes in and she confiscates those. I'm sure they're in some sort of fund somewhere, because whenever we need to spend money and we need extra money, she comes up with it. So I'm sure it's out of those coin purses.
Well, I'm so glad that you said that, and you're not alone. 71% of people said that they save their coins for future use. So what you want to do is you take those coins and convert them into cash. So if you go to a Coinstar kiosk, they make it very easy for you to convert your change. So if you guys go to Coinstar.com, you can find a kiosk location near you. And what was really interesting is people said that when they did cash in their coins, that they actually had more money than they thought they did.
Yeah, I mean, you know, all those pennies, dimes, nickels, quarters, they add up. You know, it's and the thing is, it's so convenient. You don't have to go and you don't have to roll them up and do all that. You just dump them into the Coinstar machine and voila, and then you get the receipt, and it's exciting.
It is. And you know, that's money then that you can allocate towards, let's say you want to add it towards the hotel fund or towards a special activity on your vacation. It's money then that you can add to your overall vacation budget. And, you know, also think of selling things that you don't use or need anymore. You know, you could do an old-fashioned garage sale, but you could also take advantage of apps like Letgo and OfferUp. That can give you some extra cash. Or maybe you want to cash in on your credit card rewards or your points. These are all hidden funds that you can really use towards your vacation.
Yeah, exactly. And don't listen to, you know, our younger daughter. She always wanted to sell her brother when he was younger. You know, that's not part of the deal. We can't, you know, that, you know, he's going along on the vacation. We can't sell him out, okay? So we're not talking about that kind of stuff. We're talking about the, you know, the inanimate stuff that we can, you know, we can get out of the, you know, the garage or, you know, storage area, right?
Exactly. You know, you look around your home and you think, what am I truly not using anymore? You know, sell those things. And that can make you some great money to add towards your budget. And maybe also you want to think about cutting back on those leisurely activities like going out to eat. You know, really take advantage of what's in your pantry. And your kids see you doing this, and it helps to teach them about budgeting and responsibility as well.
Yeah, it's good fun. Well, with family spending habits, how are they changing this summer, particularly that you found out from the survey, Justine?
Yeah, well, the majority of families that are going to take a vacation this summer, they say that they're going to spend the same or less than they did the previous year. And if they're going to spend less, they said the top reason for that was paying off debt. So clearly, paying off debt and budget is a concern.
Well, what about the goals? Did they tell you about their goals for the summer vacation?
Yes. So, you know, nearly one-third of the people surveyed said that they wanted to stay on budget for their vacation. That was their goal. But something that I thought was really interesting was that the top three goals that were cited for family vacations are things that are very easy on your wallet. So rest and relaxation was number one, increased family bonding, and then enjoying outdoor activities. These are the top three goals that parents had for their family vacation. And it's amazing because these are the sorts of things that don't have to cost you a lot of money. Some of them could even be free.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And speaking of which, what are your top tips that you have for us in maximizing our summer fun on a budget?
So you want to look for free or low-cost activities in the destination. You want to do a little bit of research on that. You want to look for things like walking tours, museums, visiting historic landmarks, local parks. What type of events are going on in the area? Do they have a restaurant week? Or are they doing a summer concert series in the park, let's say? You know, adding these sorts of activities in, you know, with the bigger ticket items will help to even out your budget. And also maybe you want to consider going to a location that's off season or not a peak summer destination. And like you mentioned earlier, maybe you even want to try doing a staycation.
Yes. Well, the other thing, too, as you mentioned, some of these free events, it kind of gives you a special look into the local culture, which I've often found to be, you know, really fascinating and interesting. And sometimes, you know, things that you think the kids may not be interested in, next thing you know, boy, they're engaged. And here it is. It didn't cost you any money. It was time, but it was quite rewarding. So it's win-win all the way around.
I agree. And I think that if your kids are old enough, that it's nice to plan your vacation with them. I mean, you handle the budgeting part, of course, but then planning with them what type of activities you want to do together as a family. Maybe you research these local events together, and then you guys can decide what you want to do. This way you know everyone in the family is truly going to enjoy what you're doing.
Exactly. Well, it seems that there's a real budget focus with vacations this year, Justine. Are you seeing any regional differences?
Yes. So, you know, when it comes to staying on budget for vacation, parents in all different regions, there are lines there. But for the people who want to spend less, they have slightly different reasons. So more parents in the West and the Northeast are worried about paying off debt than those living in the Midwest and in the South. And those that say that they're saving because they're most worried about the economy, they live in the West, followed then by the Midwesterners, Southerners, and then finally those living in the Northeast. So there are some regional differences, but overall, they are aligned on the fact that they do want to stay on budget for their trip.
Well, stay on budget and have a safe and fun family vacation. You've earned it. I'm sure you're saving for it. And with these tips, they will go a long way in helping you, you know, to that end. Justine Santinello has been with us. Justine, is there a website they can go to for more information to be in touch with you?
Yes, you can go to my site, justhabs.com, for more. And don't forget to check out coinstar.com for a kiosk near you.
Justine, thank you so much. Good stuff here. Appreciate it. Great ideas.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785, 800-430-8785, 800-430-8785.
Hello, I'm Dr. Chirakuri, a board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. Every day, I see many patients whose lives would be enriched by hearing aids, but who simply cannot afford the thousands of dollars needed to pay for them. I made it my mission to find a way to manufacture medical-grade, affordable hearing aids. Working with other doctors and audiologists, I developed the MD Hearing Aid Air, which costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids.
See how the MD Hearing Aid Air can help you once again enjoy conversations, even in noisy places. Call 1-800-416-1526 to speak with one of their trained specialists.
Reconnect with your life with MD Hearing Aid's affordable quality hearing solutions at a fraction of the cost of custom hearing aids. Right now, take advantage of their exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-416-1526. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-416-1526.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. David French with us right now, staff writer at National Review, an attorney concentrating his practice in constitutional law and the law of armed conflict, and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom, author or co-author of several books, including most recently the number one New York Times bestselling Rise of ISIS. David, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. I want to talk about your latest article, Feminizing the Home and School and How It's Hurting Boys. Very important topic. But before we do, you know, we were talking a little bit before we came on here about the latest rumble with President Trump. And we talked about, you know, we understood him going in. I think all presidents, you know, when they first go in the office, there's a little bit of on-the-job training because it's not like a class you can go to, you know, for presidents.
Right.
So much of what you do, you have to learn on the job, but you got to be a quick learner and you got to be flexible. If you're stiff, then you're going to run into problems, and on-the-job training, you know, isn't fully realized and experienced in a way that it can in terms of helping us adjust. I say us because I think we've all been in, you know, found ourselves in OJT type positions. And I found when we're most successful is when we're willing to not be so idiomatic about it. And, you know, we kind of have to be a little bit flexible, take the new information and make the necessary and appropriate adjustments. And here it seems like we're getting, you know, kind of a repeat cycle that you think, gosh, at least I want to think that he's smarter than this.
Yeah, I mean, so last week with Comey, we had a situation where there are facts that look disturbing. He fires an FBI director in the middle of a Russian investigation. The administration responds to the disturbing facts with a sensible explanation, pulling out the deputy AG, a man of high character who puts forward a reason for what happened. And then the very next day or so, the president himself contradicts his own deputy AG and basically says, well, I did it because, well, I wanted to do it, and yeah, I'll even talk about Russia in connection with his termination, which just completely undercut
exactly.
the message from the administration and reinforced the initial reporting that this was troubling.
Right.
So we just had the exact same thing happen. So there's a troubling report that he gave highly classified intelligence to the Russians. He sends out an extremely respected man, H.R. McMaster, to say, that story is wrong. And then this morning he tweets out, well, hey, I can give information to the Russians. And so immediately undercutting this highly respected individual who had gone out to deny the report. And so what you're looking at is that it gives Americans the impression, I think the accurate impression, that their leader is incredibly hot-tempered, incredibly impulsive, and undisciplined. And that's not what; those are not qualities you're looking for in a president of the United States.
Yeah, and here it is. All this is happening on the eve of his departure for a pivotal international, international meetings that are going to be hugely significant. And you know, why bother to carry an anchor with you when you're going to go on such a trip? You know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and the thing is, you know, we can't distract from the fact that the underlying allegations against Trump in this circumstance are really, just as in the FBI circumstance, are really serious. That in the FBI circumstance, that he fired somebody who was investigating ties to Russia, in part at least because the guy was investigating ties to Russia. That's very serious. This one's very serious, that he shared code word top secret information with the Russians. Now, let's remember, when it came to Hillary Clinton, one of the reasons why I believe she was unfit for the presidency, for example, is because she was irresponsible in handling that very similar level of classified information. And so if she is, I believe, unfit, in part because of the way she mishandled classified information, we can't give Trump a pass simply because he's president or simply because he's a member of the GOP.
Exactly. And no doubt about it. I mean, even Comey, relevant to what your point with Hillary, he noted she was careless. I mean,
right.
You got somebody at this level being careless with this kind of information. And so, you know, and I still think that some of that's yet to be adjudicated. But, you know, that will continue to reveal itself. David, I want to talk about your latest article, because I think this is something that's very serious and needs addressing. We've talked about it a little bit. In fact, we were talking with Dr. Meg Meeker earlier, you know, to your point. And you reinforced the idea that feminizing the home and school is hurting boys. I mean, we have enough empirical evidence that this is no longer opinion. I mean, it's empirical, isn't it?
Right. I mean, you know, anyone who's going to argue that the state of play with American boys is just everything's fine and dandy has got a pretty stiff argument to make. Because I put it in, I just pointed to one piece of evidence in my piece that the education outcomes for girls and boys are growing pretty dramatically different. But there's many other measures you can look at. For example, the suicide rate rising so dramatically with men, with younger men and older men alike. This is very, very serious, and something that we're doing is not working. And one thing that you can really clearly see as a trend, a change in the last 20, 30 years, is the feminization of the entire environment in which boys are raised. So the increase of the single parent household is probably the single most significant. And that's a situation where you don't have a father in the home. And boys need dads, as a general rule. Boys need dads. Then you go to schools where the policies and the practices in the schools are often highly feminized, that are designed to treat sort of the natural male characteristics that exist in so many boys of, you know, aggressiveness, of adventurousness, of, you know, that sort of energy that parents of boys know boys have, is treated as inherently problematic, something to be educated or medicated out of the kids.
Yes, exactly, right.
And then they go to a work environment where, partly because of technological changes, just less need for the kind of manual labor and strength that boys bring to the table, combined with work environments that often mimic the same kinds of zero-tolerance policies and demands for the same kinds of behaviors you see in education. And so it's the feminized workplace. It's just not doing much for guys.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is in the long run, it's not going to do much for women either. Because just because the man seems to be the target, I mean, when you talk about suicide rate, look what's happening with women. I mean, they're being asked to do things that they are not necessarily wired for. Probably not much different than if you ask a guy to go ahead and start delivering babies, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, what you're talking about is a situation where our social fabric is breaking down in many, many, many American communities. I mean, this is something that was very ably documented by Charles Murray in his book, Coming Apart.
Mm-hmm.
And those families that are doing better are the ones where you have a mom and a dad in the home, that you have kids, wait to have kids until after you're married, and you responsibly raise the kids and they complete their education. Those families that are doing terribly, as a general rule, are the ones where there isn't a mom and dad in the home. There's usually only a mom or very, very rarely only a dad. And in those kinds of circumstances, you know, no one's really thriving.
Exactly.
You're more surviving than thriving, and that's not what we want for our kids.
And government's answer has been, let's reward the single-parent household, and so they wonder why they're getting more of the same and doing everything they can to negate the father. Because, you know, after all, it is the government of everything, and they're the new residential god that is controlling all this, and they've really turned this up on its head, haven't they?
Well, it's way beyond even government. I mean, mm-hmm. think about the elite cultural argument for the last, you know, 40 years. It's been, well, there's nothing uniquely different about men and women, that the single mom is a heroic figure in the culture, that the traditional nuclear family is oppressive rather than liberating and empowering, that we can't pass judgment on any kind of family arrangement. And so when you send that message out again and again and you repeat it multiplied throughout our culture, mm-hmm. essentially what you're telling people is do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. That's the ethic that you should live by, rather than why don't you, you know, self-sacrifice for the sake of families and children is not the message that's being sent. And and that has profound effects, especially when multiplied over decades and through, you know, every conceivable pop culture medium.
Exactly. Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that in, because we're totally engulfed in that narrative in the music, the movies. It's not like when we were kids growing up with Father Knows Best and some of these other, you know, TV series that promoted you know, the father-mother relationship in the household. Now it's just the opposite. They love the contention. They make fun of it. And then you have the, I would say, traditional nuclear families that look at this and probably with some fear, thinking, oh, my goodness, you know, we're gonna get overrun, you know, by this kind of expression. And what is this going to do for our family? And, you know, who's going to, you know, who are our kids going to marry? Are they going to marry? Are they going to marry some feminist that's been raised by the current culture, or are they going to be raised by our normal, but as they would perceive normal, their traditional two family arrangement? It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, absolutely, it is, and it's getting worse. It's getting worse.
Well, David, I appreciate you coming on and talking about this. You would think that we don't need to see much more evidence that the trajectory is awful, and it's about the kids and our grandkids that are at risk here, and dare I say male and female, because the roles have been so blurred that in the process, if you've got people, you know, it's like my dad used to say, you have to use the right tool for the right job. If we become the wrong tool here, boy, a lot of people get harmed along the way, and that's already happening. I don't know how much more evidence to this fact do we need.
Exactly.
Well, David French has been with us. David, good stuff here. Feminizing the Home and School Hurts Boys, the staff writer at the National Review. David, thank you so much.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books, and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-958. 6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Do you know what?